Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
One guy who reached out, he called in last week and I said, let's just set something up. And he said, I want to come in. I'm not going to call in. I said, I'm not going to stop you. That's fine. I'm going to welcome to the show, write-in candidate for mayor of Scranton, Bob Bullis. Is it okay if I introduce you as polarizing Bob Bullis? You know that. You know you. It's funny. I said that before. I said people have very strong opinions about you, Bob. You just started laughing. Here, lean into that microphone just a little bit, if you don't mind.
They could pretty much call me just about anything. I've heard it all. There's no surprises.
So, okay, let's talk about the write-in thing first. You were on the ballot, then you're off the ballot. Why?
Well, the courts took me off the ballot because Jim Mulligan, who had run once before, filed that I could not serve, and the court didn't understand that the 91 charges that they were talking about get expunged at age 70. The law allows you to expunge it. So them calling me a liar, they should look in the mirror. I have nothing to lie about. My only ambition here and desire was to straighten the city of Scranton out.
Okay.
And I'm the only one that could do it. I'm not bond paid for. I'm not owned by anyone. And I've attended council meetings. I've attended commissioners' meetings. And I look over my shoulder and say, where are all these candidates? If you have something to say, come say it. Talk to council, try and enlighten them. And sometimes, 90% of the time, you're talking on deaf ears to city council.
Right. So you have signs everywhere. You have a great team. I don't know if it's all you or if you're people going around doing it. Your signs are everywhere.
Right.
So I don't want anyone to think, oh, well, he's a write-in candidate. He has no chance. I think you have as good of a chance as anybody. That's why I wanted to have you in here, because your signs are everywhere. And what happens, though, because you were removed from the ballot, depending on what I read or who I talk to, they say you can't be the mayor. What happens if you win?
I can be the mayor. It's as simple as that. The law is very clear that you could expunge your case and anything you had at age 70. We've already filed for the expungements, and we move forward. And I can take the seat. The law says I could take the seat. It's those that are blinded, I guess they're insecure, worrying that if Bob Bullis becomes mayor in Scranton, what the heck's going to happen to the city? And it's not going to be what they want to happen. It's going to be what I want to happen to change Scranton, that Scranton once more, there's no corruption. There's no backdoor deals. Everything is out in the open. There's no nepotism. Everything is black and white. There's no stupid issues about who had a gas card. The gas card issue is the dumbest thing I'm listening to.
Why is it dumb?
Well, first of all, the horse has gone out of the barn. It's over the hill. It's long gone. You're trying to bring back something. If you have an oral contract and the mayor said you could go do it, you could do it. And I mentioned this at city council. Reference my case between myself and United Penn Bank that an oral contract suffices all the way to the state Supreme Court that I took it. So anybody there that the mayor said you could do it, it's oral, you go do it. He's the boss. And they're saying, we're going to go back and do this. Why are you spending the time and energy on that? Look at correcting the problem and move forward.
How do you correct the problem then?
Well, first off, I brought up about GPS as many times to city council, where you would understand what was going on. Second of all, you would have a more sophisticated control of the gas. Actually, if I have my administration, 90% of the vehicles will be on natural gas. And it eliminates all that. Plus, you have the efficiency of an operation. I've been into transportation my whole life. And at one point, I had 600 trucks running all over the United States.
Wow.
And we had to pay attention. We count the pennies. We don't look at the dollars in the industry. And what they look at in Scranton, they climb over the dollars to get at the pennies. You know, they don't pay attention what's going on, and there's no real controls. If I became mayor in Scranton tomorrow, the first thing in office would be to have a forensic audit. I would know where every single eraser, piece of paper, and everything is. There'd be accountability, number one. Number two, we'd have a very sophisticated system monitoring our fuel and our expenses and our repairs. I would consolidate all buildings that we have into one major building.
Where everybody's an existing building or build something?
Existing building, I put in a whole brand new complex. That you come there, you do business with police, fire, DPW, you have your own maintenance shop, everything in one place. We're scattered all over the city.
How does that get paid for, though? I mean, it's a lot of things you're throwing out there, like the GPS and how much does a forensic audit cost? I wouldn't even know.
It's the forensic audit, it'd be almost similar to what you're doing with the idiots looking about where did the gas cards went? Who are we going to hire? Okay. These firms and this and that. And I'd probably ask some of the accounting firms in the city to volunteer their services. Okay. To come forward. If you're want to be part of the growth and regrowth of the city of Scranton, I expect you to volunteer your time and come in to help the city grow.
Okay.
You're all part of the solution. Don't be part of the problem.
And as far as the new facility, I mean, how's that getting paid for? Is it because the thing is, we're going to get to this taxes. People are sick of paying their taxes, and I don't know that you're funding this yourself. And don't ask me. I'm not going to.
First off, I'm not looking at anybody to put any money in my campaign. Even if I was on the ballot, I would not accept any donations. This is about who I am and what the city's going to be. You're here to do your job. Don't expect favoritism. If you do your job, you get where you need to be. The other part of it is I have no intentions of taking a salary in the city of Scranton. My money that would come would go to charities. And one of my main chapters is the Wounded Warriors. The other is St. Jude's, the IRM. I'm a Shriner. And the other one would be to Cleveland Clinic, to the breast care center there. I'm a strong advocate on breast cancer.
A personal connection to that?
Or yes, personal attention. Okay. I've had family members involved. And it's a very dear and near to my heart, so to speak, when it comes to breast cancer. People need to be made aware of it. And Cleveland Clinic, as far as I'm concerned, had one of the best that treated my significant other there to go through breast cancer. So some people have criticized me during the Race for the Cure that I was insensitive. They had no idea who I am or what I'm about. And when it comes to breast cancer, it's very close to my heart. And it's something I support wholeheartedly.
You say people don't know what you're all about. Is it because you don't care what they think and you'll say what you're thinking? Or do you find yourself, because there's a couple different types of people out there. There are people who will say things without thinking. And sometimes they say things knowing they're going to get a reaction out of people. And I can't really tell which one you are. I don't know if you say things because you truly mean them sometimes, but you know, or if you know you're going to say certain things and you know people are going to react.
It's a double-edged sword. Both that they're going to react because then they're paying attention. And then they're going to question what I'm saying is, why is he saying that? And then it gives us an opportunity to expand on what I'm saying.
Okay.
And I'm a great believer in opinions. I'm an open door policy in my companies that any employee has an issue, they don't have to go to a supervisor, they could come into my door. And that's the same way I'd operate the city of Scranton. If an employee has an issue or two employees are having a problem, they're both welcome to come into the office. No appointments, and I'll tell them go to another room and settle their difference. If they can't settle in a half hour, I will.
Verbally. We're not talking about sending off to a fight club.
That's right. Without playing any games, and I've never had to fire anyone. They solve their differences. They understand what they're angry about between themselves, and we move on, because the whole important issue here is Scranton. It's not about Bob Bolas. It's not about who else is out there. It's all about the people within the city of Scranton. We have to clean up the stigma on us. And it's not just now. It's always been there.
Yeah.
And we got to clean that up. We got to take care of our seniors. We got to fight the rain tax. We got to battle for the people. Everybody goes, we're going to fight and fight. You're not fighting for anybody. We're going to battle for everybody. There's a big difference. And it's about us. And I say, us, I'm born and raised in Scranton. I've been here my whole life. And people have to understand, I'm going to unify people. I'm going to, after I do the forensic audit, I'm going to separate police, fire, DPW, and all the agencies in the city, all into separate little entities. And this way it gives me exclusive control over each and every one, to cost operations, to who's doing what and who's doing where. And the money comes in, I'm looking at possibly changing where we charge for our police and fire. In other words, you break down what the cost of the police department is, for example. Let's say an officer in a car is $200 an hour. We charge a minimum 2 hours for that police car to go to an accident. You're entitled to police if response if you're a homeowner in the city, fire response. But if you're in an accident or something else in the city, your insurance, or because you're a resident, doesn't say you get it for free. You pay for the police, you pay for the fire department. You take all that revenue, and that goes toward them becoming almost self-sustaining. I intend to open and put in a complete hazmat department that not only do you do the hazmat in Scranton, you do it in other counties. It's a separate entity, and it's very profitable.
So you're going to farm out Scranton employees to clean up different things around the other area?
Absolutely. Yeah, there's
the irony, by the way, of Scranton having its own cleanup crew around this. It's funny to me, I think, with all the stories of corruption.
Yeah. I've been in the hazmat business for over 40 years, and Scranton has the wherewithal to do it. We have some super competent individuals to do what we need to do.
Right.
If we had an ambulance in the city of Scranton, we got rid of that. But look at the profit everybody else is making with their ambulances. These are the things where people didn't pay attention. The firehouse downtown Scranton is so antiquated, you can't even back in a ladder truck without screwing around, backing in and all. I carry a CDL. I have double, triples for tractor trailers and all. And it's pathetic to see that we're in a building that should be housing a horse and carriage and not our modern-day fire trucks.
Upgrades have been needed for a long time.
And this is what I'm about. I'm about upgrading the city. I'm after the nonprofits. I believe a fee should be put on them to compensate. I'm looking at getting rid of the mercantile tax, this payroll tax, all this. Get rid of the taxes on that. Make the people who are taking a free ride, like the university and all the nonprofits, and start paying a fee that we could put on them. Maybe we can't tax you, but we could sure in heck put a fee on you.
Right.
And I'm not owned by the University of Scranton like most other people are. And it's not that I have an anger against them. It's just that they're like a big flesh-eating dinosaur eating up everything in the city of Scranton, and they're not paying anything for it. And they have to pay their fair share. If we start collecting money on these nonprofits, we could eliminate the taxes that we're trying to put in, the payroll tax or business privilege tax. There's no privilege to being in business in Scranton. You don't get nothing for it. The 500 parking spaces we were supposed to get downtown Scranton when the mall was being done. There's no accountability. I talked to Mr. Basiliga, and John has nothing to do with it. It's over with the parking authority now. And we want our 500 spaces. We put up $4.5+ million for those parking spaces. But yet city council, when you talk to them, are on deaf ears. I filed and I have a present injunction against Naog Park Authority there, where they want to give Geisinger 280 parking spaces for $100,000 a year over the next 10 years, which is $1 million. That equates to $1 a day to park.
How much would you charge?
It would be at least $5 a day. No ifs, ands, or buts.
You say that deal is five times too small.
Oh, it's an absurdity. And then they're saying, well, we didn't get nothing for 30 years. Well, that's your stupidity. That doesn't mean stupidity should go forward. And incompetence shouldn't go forward. Under my administration, the people are going to get the just due out of our assets. Not like Doherty gave away the Southside Complex and all the assets we give away. No, that's all over with because I'm not part of the good bold boy club.
Sitting here with write-in candidate Bob Bolas for mayor of Scranton, write-in candidate. You threw out a lot of ideas that you want to build and most, I guess the biggest plan I heard was building one giant city complex.
Right.
How does that get paid for when people are just begging lower property taxes? How do we do that? I mean, again, the mayor doesn't get to control all the property taxes.
Right. What you do is there's so many grants out there and so much that the city could do to get free money. When you look at what it's costing us to run the police department, what it's costing us to run the fire department in a headquarters that's antiquated, and you look at the DPW, you consolidate them all to one facility. You have one maintenance facility. When it comes to maintenance, I've been a former truck dealer, heavy-duty trucks and all. I know what it is about repairing and being efficient in operations.
Right.
When you take the costs we're already paying on the other buildings, sell them, get rid of them, and put that money toward new ones, go for grants, go for free money. It's out there. But nobody wants to do it. But this way, anybody visiting the city comes to one facility. You have one heating bill. You have one lighting bill. You don't have all this nonsense scattered where you got to go here, go there, go everywhere. I want consolidation. It gives me control. It controls my shop where we're doing our own repairs. We're going to have our own storage yard that I would put in. I've been in the towing recovery for 58 years. We're going to have our own storage facility.
Where do you think this would go? Do you have any ideas like where you think it should go?
I'd have to look around the city. There's plenty of areas in the city we could take and do this with and be convenient to the interstates. I mean, in a police response, you have to locate people, our fire department, where you could respond to the city and to the people, an accident, a crash, anything going on somewhere where we could get there. This would be me sitting down with other people in the city, engineers, people, and come up with the best plan, the best idea. No one going into the mayor's office is going to know everything. But you have to be receptive to ideas, hold public meetings, which I'm a fan of. I said with Geisinger, the money that would come from Geisinger, it would be roughly $500,000 a year instead of $100,000, could go to start fraying some of the taxes that we're talking about here. And build growth, build confidence in where we're going. More people want to be involved. But the more we tax people, whether it's a payroll tax or a wage, we're killing the city. We're going to kill it. It's going to die. Costs are going to go up every year, every day they're going up. You know, we used to buy gas at 25 cents a gallon. So we're not going there anymore. The past is gone. We got to deal with the present, only learn from the past. That's why I said we're wasting all this time and money on the gas cards and all this. Get straightened out and go where we need to be today.
So you're saying we know people took advantage of whatever, of for whatever course. Reason. Don't investigate it. Just deal with it. Write it off. Move on.
Exactly. Okay. It's been, right. You don't have time to waste. The city is in dire need of leadership. You got a permit issue in the city. I'd set up a 3-panel permit operation where you come in for a permit. You don't have one person who may be prejudiced against you. You have a panel that you could discuss your issues with. And you have honesty and integrity back in the city with the employees. They'll want to come to work.
How do you get new business to come into the city? Because I know that's one thing people have hit walls. They say they try that it's too many fees. You have to know too many people. How do you get people to bring their businesses here?
You hit the nail right on the head. There's too many people, okay. Too many politicians, too much pay-to-play games. In our operation, there'll be none. You come into the city, it'll be an open-door policy. You got a plan. We're going to listen to it. And I'll attend council meetings, and council won't just be pushing the peas around who's going to get the best step or how we make ourselves better for the next election or a stepping stone. I don't want a stepping stone government. And that's what we're having right now. We have people that are running. It's a stepping stone. That's all. They're not concerned about Scranton. It's just another stepping stone to another political promotion somewhere else in the country or whatever it is. Or
I've said that. I don't really, for me, that doesn't bother me because you have someone who you think would work hard to get to that next level. And granted, they could ditch you or maybe they go there. They go there anyway, even if they do a half-assed job.
You hit it again. Half a job. It's just to get there. I want 100% of the job. If you're working in my administration, you will put 100% of your effort into the city of Scranton, and you'll be rewarded in pay and just seeing the city regrow itself. Like Nayog Park, the pool is shot. We took out Novembrino Park, the pool. I mean, let's get realistic. This is just money that was wasted on incompetence, and that won't be in my administration.
Tell me this. Again, talking to Bob Bolas, writing candidate for mayor, and I usually ask at this point, what do you see the city in 5 years and 10 years? But instead, I'm going to ask you a different question, because I've already asked you this once before. Why are you even doing this? You got your trucks. Everyone knows you're an icon in the area. You push people's buttons. But tell me this. Mayor Bob Bolas, can he coexist with everybody?
Absolutely. I coexist with people all over the world. I've had offices in downtown Tehran, in Singapore. I've been all through the Middle East. I was involved with the Iraqis, the Kuwaitis. I've been all over the world.
Right.
And I've been in Texas, in Arizona, in Florida. I've been all over, and I know how to communicate. I know how to bring people together for one goal, and that's to make Scranton a better place to live for our seniors, for our people, and more importantly, our businesses that brings the jobs and everything here. This deal that went on with the parking authority was an absolute joke. What went on with the sewer authority was an absolute joke. And what went on with Mulligan, who went against me, taking medical insurance, and you're not even an employee, that can't happen anymore. We have to have accessibility, credibility, and accountability. And that's what my administration's going to be. I'll be accessible. You don't need an appointment to come see me. I don't care what resident or what business has something to say. My door is open.
Do you have a website for your campaign?
No.
You know, Facebook?
I don't waste my time on it. People know who I am. I've been around a long time. You can see my trailers. I'm an avid Trump supporter.
Oh, that's a question I have. Will every city vehicle have to be covered in Trump stuff?
I'll have to ask Donald about that.
I find you fascinating. I know how polarizing you can be to some people. And like you said, everyone knows you. I had a good conversation with you on Friday. I find you to be pretty straightforward. We agree to disagree on certain things. We move on. I'm happy you came in. If there's no other way to contact you, I'll just say this. If you like Bob, write in Bob Bolas.
There's I think my office has some websites and things like that. I don't get involved. I don't have time to sit at a computer and play with a computer or all that.
Would a Bolas administration embrace technology, though,
I'm all about technology.
Just not personally.
But I'm also about using a pencil and paper, because when the power goes off, you stop thinking. I want you to learn how to use a pencil and paper again when you're doing, because I'm a great believer in a backup and paper. Have it backed up, back up your computer, that when it goes down, the city doesn't come to a screeching halt.
Right.
And last of all, as you know, and I don't pat myself on the back, but I've been proud to serve the people of the city for the last 25 years on Christmas Day, that I sponsor a Christmas Day dinner.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, the people that come there are true Scrantonians, and the people that support me in it, they're the real people of the city. And that's what makes Scranton, and that's why I'm doing what I'm doing, because I believe in the city. My grandfather, my father and uncle started a business here. It's almost over 100 years old. And I grew up in a trucking business. I grew up hard work. I didn't have an easy ride. We wanted something, we had to work for it. And that's the principles I live by. And anybody coming into the city administration, remember one thing, if I am your mayor, you're going to work for your bacon. There's no easy ride, there's no free ride, and you won't play any backdoor games, because that won't stand. You got to worry about the city, you got to love the people in the city, and you got to help Scranton grow. This is a unified administration I'm looking at. It's not one person. This is about all of us. And if you want Scranton to grow, I'm the only guy that's going to do it.
Bob Bolas, again, writing candidate for the mayor of Scranton, and I'm fairly certain, win or lose, we'll be hearing from you.
Absolutely. This is still my home.
Thank you so much for coming on. Appreciate it, okay?
Thank you, Jason.
We're going to take a very quick break. It is WILK News Radio.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!